his hands. And each day he did something different. He went down to school. He went to the hospital. He went out where the young lovers were courting on Friday night, and he sat off in the bushes, and boy, that thing gained about 5 or 10 pounds that night. And finally, he knew he was almost ready, but he had one more thing to do. He walked way out behind his house, behind his granddaddy's house, behind his great uncle Pat's house, and up by his uncle Hiram's house, way up to the top, right below the fire tower there on the Clinch Mountain, to the loneliest place he could find. And he sat there all night, just with that fiddle clutched to him. Finally, he fell asleep. And he woke up the next morning. He could hardly lift that darn thing, and he stuck it under his chin. He said, "I believe it's ready to go." Tightened up that old bow of his and drew it across those strings. And it sounded like a fiddle a little bit. And he reached way down there and dug out some of that lonesome music. He says, "Why, there's music in that thing." It just felt so good, he started to play. As he was playing there, there's a whole bunch, all kinds of things came out, and there was one little cricket that sat right down in his foot, and that thing was just dancing to beat the banner. Jumped right down and landed inside that fiddle, and Peter gave me this fiddle not long ago, and I never have been able to get that doggone thing out of there, and every now and again it'll just sing out. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's long about that time of night. Let's sing one last song, and then we'll go to the ice house. Are there any requests? I've got one in mind, but... Well, you are. You're in rough shape. Well, it's about 10 after 11. Man, it's getting late. Two things I wanted to say. I just enjoyed myself so much the first half of this concert with Woody and Blackie. I think we all ought to give them another big hand. And also, they've asked me to ask you to help carry out the chairs, if you can just take them out the back there. And I want to remind you that Woody has some records for sale. They're awful good records. And if you buy records from musicians, they stand to make a little better off of it than if you buy it from a store. So if you want to get the record, get it from Woody right now. And I just happen to have some of my own records here, some of my long-playing, short-selling record albums. And you can find all those different records, mine and Woody's, and maybe some of Trapezoid's and a whole bunch of other ones. And maybe even some of Banjo Wayne Erbsen's books. Yeah, bring your books out there. He's got some wonderful children's guitar book and a bluegrass banjo book and a clawhammer banjo book, which I would encourage all the people in music classes to buy, but not to use them until they get home. Well... Like I said, I've enjoyed myself awful well tonight. I just changed my mind about what I was going to sing. This is a song we sang in class today, and I was thinking about it. There's a lot of songs that suffer the fate of being sung a whole lot, and us in our top 40 culture brains, we think that once you sing a song 100 times, well, you don't want to sing that anymore. You want to sing a whole bunch of new songs and impress everybody with how many good songs you know. But this is still one of the best ones. Get my Swiss Army capo set on right there.
Thank you.